This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents of Bermuda are now being urged by forecasters to prepare to protect life and property ahead of Hurricane Paulette. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that Paulette is expected to grow into a dangerous storm as it approaches the territory Sunday. It has a maximum sustained wind of 75 miles per hour, expected to intensify. It's the strongest in terms of winds of six disturbances the center is tracking in the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico. Tropical Storm Sally is threatening the Gulf Coast with dangerous storm surge, heavy rainfall, and strong winds. Two tropical depressions and two other disturbances were also at sea or in the Gulf. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced by wildfires in Oregon, California, and Washington state. Many more are living with air contamination levels at historic highs. The region's death toll has topped 30 and could increase sharply. It is an ominous harbinger of fall for the region that was the first to be hit by the coronavirus and where the cries for social justice have rung out, especially loud with protests in Portland for more than 100 days. California has borne the brunt of the death toll so far, as more than two dozen active major fires have burned thousands of square miles. A group of families, some of them sobbing, appealed for help Saturday in getting their relatives released in Hong Kong. Mainland Chinese authorities detained their activist relatives last month as they tried to flee the city by boat to Taiwan. Hong Kong media say that the activists were seeking political asylum. The arrests come as a sweeping new national security law imposed by Beijing in July has taken full effect. And earlier, the Hong Kong chief executive, Carrie Lam, said the detainees had been arrested by breaking mainland law, and so they have to be dealt with according to mainland law. This is VOA News. There are more than 920,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, with more than 28.7 million infections. The United States has the highest number of deaths, followed by Brazil. India, which ranks third in global deaths and second in infections, has registered a single-day spike of 94,372 new confirmed coronavirus cases, driving the country's overall tally to 4.75 million. The health ministry on Sunday also reported more than 1,100 deaths within a 24-hour period, taking total fatalities up to more than 78,000. The ministry is seeing a high rate of recovery, though, which it attributed to India's COVID-19 recovery pace to aggressive testing and prompt surveillance. But experts say India needs to test more due to its huge population. It's climbed to the second worst-hit country, again behind the United States. India's parliament is expected to resume work on Monday with strict physical distancing. Parliament adjourned in March just before a nationwide lockdown was announced to contain the pandemic. Domestic air travel in Wuhan, the epicenter of the global coronavirus outbreak, returned to pre-pandemic levels, authorities say. The virus was first detected in Wuhan, China, late last year, and the city underwent a draconian 76-day lockdown as its hospitals struggled to deal with a tidal wave of cases that required the rapid construction of field hospitals to handle the flow. Since reopening in early April, numbers of domestic flights serving the city, as well as the number of passengers, had recovered, according to the operator of the Wuhan International Airport. Coronavirus infections in the Dakotas and the U.S. are growing faster than anywhere else in the nation, fueling impassioned debates over masks and personal freedom after months in which the two states avoided the worst of the pandemic. The argument over masks raged this weekend in Brookings, South Dakota, as that city council considered requiring face coverings in businesses. The city was forced to move its meeting to a local arena to accommodate the intense interest, with many citizens speaking against wearing masks before they actually voted for the mask requirement. A group of families, again, some of them sobbing, appealed for help Saturday, getting their relatives released in mainland China. The authorities detained the relatives last month as they tried to flee the city. And Israeli police detained several protesters late Saturday after thousands gathered outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence to demand his resignation. Netanyahu's on trial for corruption but has ruled out resigning during the proceedings. He's also facing scrutiny for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.